Lord, we thank you for your word, that your word would lead us into the reality, that you also help and equip us. This is wonderful. Praise the Lord for this word concerning the trials. In these last 2 weeks, since we have been occupied with the book of James, it has become new and very practical, because the Lord wants that we are not just people who believe in him, but he wants to make us into people who live him, who are full of himself, filled with him. How do you receive something in this world? Right now we're at a school. And how do the students here get their report card? How do they get their diploma? It is all about tests, passing the tests. This is what they're talking about in schools. Right now, they're getting ready for the final test before graduation. After the conference, they're going to have the test, and then they're going to move on. And this is how it is with us. How do we receive something from the Lord? The only way we can receive something from him is through the trials. It is not just that we read in the Word or that we know something and that we say yes and amen to it, but it is always about passing the test. This is the only way that I could receive something from the Lord and something will be changed in me. I must go through the trial. And since we have this word of the trial, I realized how many trials we have in our daily living. Oftentimes when we talk about trials, we think, okay, a huge decision or a great suffering or a special situation, that's what a trial is. But we have trials every day, and many of them. The question is always, every day, what am I living? We just heard about the wisdom, and the Lord says concerning wisdom, and James also says this, that there is also a wisdom from below. In John, the Lord says, I am from above, and you are from below. So the question in every situation is, who am I living? Am I living myself or am I living the Lord? Am I living through the wisdom of the Lord or by my own wisdom? But my own fallen wisdom from below that's earthly. This is through the trial. Of course, I believe that there's a wisdom from above, but I also believe that there's a wisdom from below because the Word says that it does. But the question is, what am I living in each moment? And I realized, since I've occupied myself with this word, how many such trials exist in our daily living. Somebody might say something and I'm offended because he hurt me or he didn't pay attention to me. That is a trial. How am I going to react in that situation? What wisdom am I going to apply? The wisdom is described in chapter 3. There's a wisdom from above, which is peaceable and pure. And we just read this verse in Colossians that the Lord himself is wisdom. So in every situation, we have to ask ourselves, whom am I living? We can either pass the test or we can fail the test, the trial. This is how practical the word is in James. And this word saved me very, very often in these last 2 weeks because I suddenly was conscious and aware that my faith suddenly became practical. You're standing in front of the trial and you have to decide. Either you're going to live the Lord or you're going to live yourself and remain in yourself and then you will fail. Or you're going to decide to pass the test. And in the last few weeks, I told the Lord often, Lord, I am going to go through this trial through you. I'm going to take you now. I'm going to take the Lord. And this is the wonderful wisdom. As Clemens just read this verse, it says that the testing of our faith produces patience. And if somebody does not know how to do that, it says in the New Translation, then let him apply the wisdom of the Lord and ask of God. And we really have received the Lord, and we can apply him at every time. And this also is a joy. And last night we heard that we should learn to have joy in the suffering, in the trial. And it's an exercise to have joy in the trial. And the practice starts in the small things. It doesn't start in the huge things. If we would start with graduation when the fifth graders come in, that doesn't make any sense. But the testing begins in the small things. There are very many small tests until the children go and graduate. They have gone through many years and how they learn to pass the tests in small tests. And this is how it is with us also. We have to learn to go through the small trials to apply the Lord and to do it with joy. If I have to leave myself in the small situation, or how do I react and how do I answer? Am I answering quickly out of my own thoughts? Or am I seeking the wisdom of the Lord to answer? It's such a wonderful trial, and I can practice to have joy with it, not to remain in myself, but to gain the Lord now. And if we can learn how to do that with small things, then the Lord can also go on with us. And as we heard last night, we're always going upward, bit by bit. The more we grow, the more difficult the trials become. And as we just heard, the goal is wonderful. The goal is glory. The goal of the glory, the goal of the trials is glory. That's what Hebrews chapter 2, verse 10 says. If we live in ourselves the whole day, then there is no glory. We all know that. But the goal of the trial is glory. And this is what it says in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 10. For it was fitting for him, for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons to glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. And this is also one definition of trials. I looked in a dictionary. One definition of trials is a strong suffering. So a trial is also strong suffering, hefty suffering. We all know that. When you go through the trial, there is a cost, a price to pay, depending on how great the trial is. But if you pass the trial, then glory will be brought forth, even in the small situations. And gold is brought forth. It produces gold in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 6. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 6. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials, that the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Every trial produces a little bit of gold. We have to see this. This is a joy. So let us use our daily living in so many situations like in how we deal with one another, how we are at workplace, what's happening in your thoughts. This is an exercise. The Lord told me so many times, this is a trial right now. Don't continue with this thought. But be patient. Be patient in your faith. This will bring forth fruits. The gold doesn't happen all of a sudden. You don't get it all of a sudden, but it comes through the trials. In James chapter 1, verse 12, in the end it brings forth the crown of life. And we can rejoice in this, and we should rejoice in it. We should rejoice that we can gain a little bit more of the Lord through every trial. Every time you went through a trial and passed it, you gain a little bit more. I graduated, I got my diploma, nobody can take that from me. And this is the same with the Lord. We want to gain him all the way to the end. Another thing is that God exactly knows what our measure is. Each of us has received a measure, and the Lord is the one who had given it to us. And the Lord said, or Paul said this in Corinthians, that no temptation has overtaken us beyond our measure. And this is really beyond what we are able. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will also make the way of escape, that you may be able to bear it, so that we can pass the test and go through the trial. It's wonderful that we can go through the trial with this attitude. Our attitude must be that the Lord has given us a measure, and he knows what our measure is. And every test, every trial he's given to us so that we will pass it. He doesn't want us to fail. No teacher wants the students to fail. But the teacher pays attention to the students, that the student will pass. And if he sees that there are weak points in the student, then he will try and help them in those areas. And it's also a reflection for the teacher if everybody passes. It's not a good testimony if everybody fails in his class. But the Lord wants us to pass through the trials and pass them. This is for his glory. And he will not tempt us beyond what we are able. And with every temptation, he will make the way of escape, the possibility to pass the test. He gives us himself, but we must also seek him. And this is what it is with the wisdom. We have to seek wisdom. We have to seek him. It doesn't just there. For preparation, it's not so simple. You can't just suddenly come to you, but you have to seek it and find it. And this is how it is with the Lord in the trials. Sometimes it's not so easy to take the Lord so easily and to pass the test. But in the trials, let us seek the Lord. Seek him in the Word. You have to seek wisdom. Let us be zealous to seek out the Lord in every trial, that we will gain him. Lord, how can I gain you now? That is why it says in James chapter 1, verse 6, ask of him, ask in faith. This is what we should do. Let us pray. Let us not say, I can't do it. But let us pray. Let us ask of the Lord. Lord, provide the way of escape that I might pass this test. Let us bring all the trials, our trials, to the Lord, and let us pray until we pass the test, until the Lord gives us wisdom, until we find him, that we can pass the test. Without wisdom, nobody can pass a test. We all need the Lord. We all need the wisdom from above. Out of ourselves, we cannot pass any test. That is why we have to come to the Lord and ask of Him and pray, Lord, give me wisdom that I can pass this trial and help me. Amen. Praise the Lord. And sometimes there is a price to pay, but it's so precious about Job that we need to learn from Job. We all know that Job had great sufferings, but he also grew. Of course, he certainly didn't have this great trial at the beginning, but at the end he had a very huge trial. But what was so precious is that in the end he received double of what he had before. Job was already rich, but after he was tested through the trial, in Hebrews chapter 22, verses 10 to 12, he received double portion. And this is the same with us. If we gain the Lord in the trial, it's worth much more than what we had before. The Lord wants to give us much more. He wants to give us double. And this is also an encouragement for us to go through every trial. It's not just that we have to pass the trial, but it is there to give us much more than what we had before the trial. Maybe we're impatient, but through the trial, we'll get more patience. Maybe I speak fast, or I cannot open my mouth in the gospel, but that's a trial, so that I will gain much more of the Lord. Maybe I always have to comment about everything. That also is a trial. But if we pass the trial, in the end, wisdom will come out of our mouth and edification. So there are so many opportunities in the trial to receive much more than what we had before and what we have naturally. Praise the Lord. I just want to confirm and strengthen what the brothers have already mentioned. That trials and wisdom go together very closely. They're very correlated and related. Because when we fall into a trial, the question is, what is my reaction? What is my inward reaction? Am I seeking for a solution by myself? That's usually how we respond and react. And the wiser or smarter we are, the more we seek the solution for ourselves, by ourselves. But he really encourages us here when we fall into various trials. Let us ask of God to ask for wisdom from above. And the wonderful thing is, that happens is that we humble ourselves. When I begin to ask the Lord for wisdom, then at the same time I am saying, I cannot solve this situation. There are so many trials in the last times where the Lord has given me trials, and the Lord really caused for me to cry out for the wisdom which I don't have. Later, we will see the characteristics of the wisdom from above in James chapter 3. In later meetings, because in these trials, there are always two reactions in us. We all still have our flesh, each one of us. And most of the time, that's the first thing that reacts and stands up. But then we also realize, if we follow this path in the trial, it becomes a temptation of Satan that causes us to fall, bitterness, or speaking evil, or whatever comes up in us during the trial. But If we ask the Father, as James says, because we're lacking this heavenly wisdom, then we will gain something. Then we will ask and call upon the Father, and we will gain something of this heavenly wisdom. And we'll see these characteristics later. And you will also see the fruit. You will see, did you use the wisdom on your own fleshly wisdom? Then you will fail. Then the evil speaking will happen, or you will speak out and explode. But if I'm seeking the wisdom from above, and the proverb says, if we seek it more than gold, if I'm seeking this gold and gain it, then there will be meekness, peace, and especially self-control. Self-control is a wonderful fruit that we can gain in the trials. So I am encouraged by this word to gain the wisdom from above in the trials, to seek after it. And the Lord does not give reproach, but gives liberally. It's really wonderful how James chapter 1, verse 12 says, "Blessed is the man who endures temptation, for when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life." In the last days, we had been talking about the coming of the Lord is right at the door, and we want to reign with him. So we need all these characteristics and of what we have gained through the trials. Look at this government. They have no self-control. They're not meek, but they're hypocritical. But what's the result? Chaos, murder, oppression, and all these things. But today, we have the opportunity to gain all this. And this, at the same time, is the entrance into the coming kingdom and will qualify us for the crown. This is nothing new. But on the other hand, the Lord wants to encourage us. Blessed is the man who endures temptation, for when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life which the Lord has promised to those who love him. Amen. The Lord himself is the way of escape. I recently had to turn something in, and I took my time. And every day, something would go wrong. And in the beginning, I was a little bit frustrated, but then I went to the Lord more and more, and with every frustration, and with every point where I couldn't go further, I could be thankful that the Lord pressed me to go to him, and to give everything to him, and to really seek him out. And in the end, it came to the point that even though I was at my end, right afterwards, I could have the joy to have fellowship with the saints in the different conversations and was strengthened through them. And the further result is that last week, I had to do an oral exam. And the result was that I went directly to the Lord and said, "Lord, I can't do anything. I'm unprofitable. Help me. Give me your wisdom and show me what I should teach and what I can learn and what I should prepare." And then the Lord showed me. This is what the Lord wants to lead me to. He doesn't want me to even try and plan things, but to first come to him. And then he will also give us such a feeling. The teacher said, do this and this. But first we must come to the Lord and ask Him what to do. In my conference preparation, I had to do many things with the Koreans. And there was one thing that really came out, pointed out to me, where I thought, oh, I have to say something. But the Lord said, wait. If you wait, then you'll have a chance. But if you say it, you won't get the chance. So I waited. And then all of a sudden, something happened. And I had to tell everybody about this matter. And during this, I realized that if I had mentioned or dealt with this matter earlier, I would not have had a good conscience because I would have dealt with it by myself. I was so thankful that I had such peace that the Lord gave me the wisdom. He is so much wiser than us.
Amen.
Okay, we're going to take a break now and get more wisdom from above.